explain the changes.
Absolutely. I think we just, you know, had to add another layer of confusion to all the arts organizations around. No, but the serious answer is we're in the process of working with a generous supporter to renovate the Winter Harbor Baptist Church. So that'll be like a small-scale performance venue, rehearsal space. And, you know, we're doing so much year-round that festivals didn't really seem to make sense for us anymore. It's more of a year-round thing.
Well, that's good, because we need stuff to do, especially during the winter season.
Exactly.
We need things to keep us busy and keep us engaged.
Absolutely. And I think it's so important for, you know, arts organizations to keep stuff going in February, March, January, you know.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Darren, let me ask, if you've been very involved with Hammond Hall in many different capacities. I mean, you've been a performer there and a director there. I've heard that Hammond Hall is haunted. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I have heard that, actually. A colleague of mine, Gordon Ward, has done, you know, paranormal investigations out there. Hammond Hall is a great space. We're thrilled to be working with the Historical Society and Scudic Arts and all sharing that space together.
All right. So you haven't specifically seen any spirits any strange stuff?
I have heard some noises when I've been practicing and rehearsing and stuff like that. But, you know, it's an old building. You never know.
That's what I'd say. It's just settling.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell us about, we've got a couple of big things happening this summer. Tell us about the first show that's not that far away.
Yeah. So our first show is right over the 4th of July weekend, July 3rd and 5th. It's by Rossini comic opera, Italian Girl in Algiers. And if you probably have heard some of Rossini's music, whether you know it or not. If you saw any of those old Bugs Bunny cartoons.
I was going to ask the Looney Tunes.
That's Rossini, Looney Tunes, and all that.
Exactly.
That was like our formative education in classical music growing up, thanks to the Looney Tunes.
It was in our heads all the time,
Yeah, so this is a comic show. It's hysterical, kind of like a Mel Brooks comedy. In the Mediterranean in the 1800s, piracy was a big problem. So this is all about the two protagonists are captured by pirates and they have to figure out how to escape. And the way that they figure out how to escape is to create this fake order of Italian nobles called the Papatacci. Now, Papatacci in Italian just means eat and shut up. So it's so they're playing a joke on this ruler of Algiers, you know. To so while he's, you know, swearing the oath of the Papatacci, they're sneaking off and, you know, trying to escape. So it's that type of absurdist humor.
I want to try to remember that word, Papatacci.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that.
So
sometimes
Paul likes to sit in his office and have lunch and just shout out any thought that comes into his head.
Perfect. I do.
And meanwhile, Amy and I are trying to work, so we're going to be hollering out that word. Papatacci, Paul! Papatacci!
I do actually have to also add that, you know, if you don't speak Italian, which probably most people don't, there are English subtitles, so you'll be able to get all that, all those jokes and all the humor.
Nice.
All right, so we'll talk more about when you can see that and another show coming up later this summer in just a few minutes.
On Star 97.7. Some great things happening at Hammond Hall. We told you a little bit about one of the shows, and for anyone who just tuned in, maybe we could give them a recap.
Yeah, what's the name of it again?
Yeah, sure. So the first one is The Italian Girl in Algiers, July 3rd at 6 at Hammond Hall, and then July 5th at 2. And so you can get tickets for that at winterharbormusicfestival.org. And it's a hysterical comedy, so I think you'll enjoy it if you make it out.
And you've got another comedy on the way for later summer, right?
Yes. So this one in August, the 13th to the 15th of August, that show is it's Mozart's Abduction from the Seraglio, and it's a kind of a similar plot. Both of these revolve around someone trying to rescue someone who's been captured by pirates, so similar plot devices. Mm-hmm. That's kind of why we paired them off. But Mozart kind of chose to end his on a more serious note with the idea of the Enlightenment idea of, you know, absolution or of absolving someone of responsibility. So they're just freed in the end. Whereas in the first opera, there was this whole comic plot to order to escape. In this last one, it's everyone is absolved and freed, and it's a satisfying happy ending for that show.
Now, what's really interesting, Darren was telling us during the music that back in the day when you'd go to an opera, the audience would be very engaging, very vocal. And I always thought, boy, if you go to an opera today, you keep your you keep your trap shut. You're cordial, but you would prefer the audience to get like loud and involved, right?
Absolutely. So I think one of the misconceptions that's kind of come about in our culture now is that, you know, you have to be quiet. You know, if you cough, that you're going to get yelled at. I was at a piano recital at Carnegie where the pianist basically made a mistake and then stops playing, yells at the audience, and goes, "The cough is the enemy of music."
Wow!
So that is the opposite of what I'm trying to do here. So if you went to an opera in the era when these were performed, there were people screaming, there were people shouting. If there was a singer on stage that was popular, you couldn't probably hear most of the beginning of the aria because there was just so much audience noise. Kind of like those old Beatles recordings.
Yeah. Yeah. I had
where
no
there's
idea
all the screaming in the background.
That.
Yeah,
I didn't either. I thought it was just you be at your best behavior and you dress in your three-piece suits and you shh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you take away on Netflix, you take away movie theaters, that's where all that energy is going to go. You know, it's going to go to the live performances, live theater. And I think if this style of music is going to survive, we got to bring that back. That's really important.
Well, it's really great to have you here, Darren. And we always learn something when you visit, too. So come on back. And let's give those dates again for those shows so people can get tickets.
So the first show is July 3rd and 5th. The 3rd is at 6, and the 5th is at 2. And the second show is the 13th and 14th at 6, and the 15th and 16th at 2 of August. And you can get your tickets at winterharbormusicfestival.org.
Awesome.
And please come and applaud vigorously.
Make some noise.
Make some noise.
All right, thanks,
thank you, Darren.
Thanks so much for having me.